The rule of three states, things that come in threes are inherently more appealing than those that don't. With our GMC Yukon, Acadia, and Terrain, we couldn't agree more. Step up to the family-focused Yukon, built for transporting your family across town to school or across the country. Or the 2019 GMC Acadia, delivering available third-row seating for up to seven passengers. Need something mighty? Then meet the 2019 GMC Terrain, built with the perfect combination of styling, utility, and efficiency. Three sizes, one GMC. Choose like a pro. Step up to GMC with 16% below MSRP on most 2019 Acadia and Terrain models when you finance through GM Financial. We are professional grade. GMC. Excludes SL models. Includes price reduction below MSRP and purchase allowance. Must finance through GM Financial. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Take retail delivery by 4/1/19. See participating dealer for details.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero, the Dew Sweeper. You're about to listen to an episode of The Tour Coach, which is going to give you an inside look at coaching golf at the very highest level, from on the PGA Tour with my guys all the way to here at Mobile, Alabama in the Dew Sweeper Dome, as we help folks of all skill levels, all walks of life, learn to achieve their golfing goals. So on this episode of The Coach, sit down with Colby Touye. And somebody, if you follow social media you intensely follow, you know, some of the stuff going on the PGA Tour in the world of golf, you would have seen him on social media as K. Wayne Fitness. So Colby Touye is out of the Joey D. Performance Center down in Jupiter. And for my money, he's the very best at what he does. I first met Colby several years back. We started working with Smiley Kaufman when Smiley was in college and coming out of college as a senior going to just be professional. I had just started working with Smiley during his senior year. And, you know, first time I went to Baton Rouge and got to see in action what he did there. And that was the first time I said, well, damn, this is different. You know, this is different than other things I'd seen in the fitness arena for me. And he opened my eyes to things. And I've often said that over the past several years, he's one of the biggest influences in my teaching and how I coach and develop players. And I'm fortunate enough, or have been fortunate enough, to work with Colby with several players. And we're on the same team a lot. And if you want to get better at the game and you're serious about this, I think you're going to enjoy this and his views on performance and how a coach and a fitness person and how performance and coaching here is all linked together. So here on The Coach is Colby Touye. Also, we're doing an awesome giveaway to kick off the podcast. You're going to get the chance to win a new Srixon driver. If you were lucky enough to hang out and play with me, you'd see that I've got this new sucker in the bag. I've got a 9.5 785 Srixon driver with a hazardous shaft. It is amazing. All of the numbers, it was Srixon for years, but this is the first driver I ever remember from Srixon or Cleveland Golf that when we put it on the TrackMan or on the quad, that the numbers against every other leading driver out there are better than any of the competition. It's unbelievable, and I love it. Couldn't speak more highly of it. We fit lots of good young players, lots of good amateur players, put them in. You know, I always tell people, I'm going to put you in what you play the best, because that's how I get paid, whether you're a professional player or whether you're a junior player. I mean, you playing well is how I get my notoriety, how I generate my revenue, and how I've built my reputation. And I wouldn't put a Srixon driver in somebody's bag if it wasn't the best. And we're putting a lot of them in folks' bags. So go ahead and enter for a chance to win this driver. Here's how you do it. You subscribe to the podcast in the Apple Podcasts. You listen to the show. Leave a review of the show. Screenshot your review. And then email that screenshot to hey@golfsciencelab.com. That's hey@golfsciencelab.com. And if you want special bonus entries, share out on social media you're listening, and we'll increase your chance of winning. Don't miss out on this, as you only have our first 3 weeks to enter and win this. It's a great chance to get a great driver. Plus, I think you're going to love the stuff that Cordy and I've put together for you coming out, that's going to give you an inside the world of golf look at what it's like to be a coach at the highest level with PGA Tour players, as well as developing junior players, what it's like on the road, as well as here in the Dome in Mobile, Alabama. So don't miss this opportunity for the first 3 weeks to win the brand new Srixon 785 driver. All right, let's get to this episode. It's So sitting in with me here this week is, if you listen on the radio before, you know that I tell everybody that this guest here has made the biggest influence on my teaching maybe ever, but in the last 5 years for sure. The opportunity to work with him and to watch him work out, train the best players in the world week in, week out, and then to see the stuff that he does, how it affects the golf swing and help grow my understanding of why things work in the golf swing, has been so valuable to me. And not only that, he's just become one of my closest friends. We enjoy working together. We have a great time, text each other all the time. Colby Touye. Colby, what's up, my man?
How you doing, my man?
You doing?
Great to be on your show.
Oh, it's awesome having you sit in. And I tell people that all the time, though. It's true. I mean, I know you get sick of hearing that shit. But, you know, look, what's amazing to me, and I'd heard it before, but you can't get somebody to do something that their body won't do, you know? And it's amazing to me when you work with somebody like yourself, how much easier my job teaching becomes when I'm able to tell you, hey, this is what I'm trying to get his hips to turn more, and you can go figure out why they're having a hard time doing it and find a way to train them and get them to do it.
No, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, what you and I have been able to grow in the last few years in such a short amount of time, but it's grown so big that, you know, you and I are able to work with each other. And like you said, like my goal with anything is to take a player that you have and to be able to give you like a canvas that you can completely work with, where there's no more limitations, there's no more, you know, physical limitations that they can't do for you and things like that, to where now when they see you, like you're actually able to be able to do your magic and be able to get them in those positions that they need to be in to be able to hit the golf ball consistently and to be able to compete on tour week in and week out.
And, you know, look, it's no secret out there that the game of golf is becoming, I mean, you've got to be able to hit it now. I mean, there aren't many guys that plod their way around and just outthink you anymore. And what's cool to me is the ability to take folks. I mean, we can use Lucas as an example. We just got done talking about it. I mean, he had to change shafts in his woods because he's gained so much speed. But like, this isn't like an isolated thing. This is with everybody. Their speed's going up. Performance is obviously getting better, but we transferred all the way down to juniors and stuff that you're giving them the program to.
Yeah, I mean, because when we look, you know, at the end of the day, and, you know, you've heard me say this so many times and just being with you in and out for the years and stuff that we've been doing, like, my whole thing is that if you fix the body, if you have someone and their body doesn't function correctly, and we're trying to get them to do this dynamic move like swinging a golf club, and when I can go from the inside out and figure out, like, what type of limitations they have, either if their glutes aren't firing or if they have limited hip mobility or if they have trouble, you know, loading into their trail hip or if they have trouble unloading into their lead hip. Like, all those things, if I'm able to correct that, then it's going to transfer and translate over into the golf swing. You hear me? Every time you and I always talk about the stuff that I have Lucas and your juniors doing, or I want it to have transference over into that sport. Doesn't do us any good, I mean, to get somebody strong. Because it's getting strong is easy. I say this all the time at all these functions I go to, or these speaking engagements I may have, or if I'm talking to a team or just coaches in general, like getting someone strong is not hard. Hypertrophy, like placing a load, like your body adapting to a load or stress that we're placing on the body, like that's just basic human biomechanics. Like this, it's going to happen.
Anybody can do that.
Correct. But now take someone who is just strong, basically just from a physical standpoint, but from a functional standpoint, they're completely dysfunctional. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you can squat a bunch of weight or if you can lift a bunch of weight. If you can't have your body isn't functional enough to be able to maintain stability or maintain that type of balance to be able to withstand that load, then in a golf swing, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter how strong you are. If you can't unload and reload and be able to have the balance and proprioception that we work with, like all that strength is going to equal to imbalance. It's going to even be a more imbalance. It's going to mess up their tempo even more. And like when they're going to see you, they're going to have trouble, you know, they'll have trouble trying to just be able to maintain their finish because they're so out of whack and there's so many muscles that aren't firing that should be firing, and it throws their balance completely off.
Each week, you know, you we go out there on tour, but a lot of the times you and I are there together. One of the interesting things or cool things for me is a lot of times we'll be there opposite week. So it's like, you know, it's like having two of me, right? Because you go to the practice tee and you can, you can tell me what's going on. And I mean, heck, we had that, you know, for folks that don't know, I mean, I met you in the early days when I was working with Smiley and he first turned professional. He lived in your gym in the early days. I mean, I remember him going down to Baton Rouge. That's when you were still in Baton Rouge. And the first time I met you was going over there to work with him, and I went into your gym. And that's the first time I said, Colby, I looked at it, and I watched what you had him doing. And that's the first time where I saw exercises where I'm like, well, hell, that's the same thing I'm trying to get him to do in his golf swing. This is different.
I mean, correct. Yeah, I mean, that's what was so awesome about when we first met. And you know, you and I, we had those open lines of communication the way you'd be like, okay, I need Smiley to be able to do X. I'm like, okay. So then I would take Smiley in the gym and I would make his program and design his program to where he could be able to do what you needed him to be able to do. And that's where it all kind of came together. And then you saw the success that he had, of course. I mean, we were in the last group at Augusta National that same year, like, because his body was so in tune with what you were trying to teach him, he could do it with ease. Like, you'd be like, okay, I need you to do this. And then he could do it because we got rid of all the imbalances and the weaknesses and the restrictions he had, where if you needed him to load more or load deeper or be able to feel like he can go at it faster, he had that other gear that he can use to where if he needed to do it. And that's the most important thing. Like, well, for you and I, like, the, you know, I call it, I mean, I tell you to your face and I tell you now, I mean, it's such a blessing to be able to work with someone like you that knows so much about the golf swing and so good with the golf swing to where when we talk, you know, we kind of speak in the same language. Like, you say, I'm seeing this in his golf swing, and then I automatically know what's going on. So when they come back to me and we work on what you need them to work on, when they go back to you, now you're able to do your magic with them. That's the beauty of the whole team concept, I think.
Well, and I think one of the things that says a lot about you is you work with lots of teachers too, right? I mean, you, and some of the guys are some of the very best in the world. And you shoot, I mean, your stable, you call it the stable. I mean, hell, it's half of the top 10 players in the world. I'm just trying to get mine up there, you know? And, but is your ability, I think one of the, is like, you know, that I'm a pretty simple teacher. I mean, I don't get very complicated with my players. And I think that for the guys that come to me, that works really well. And you're able to take the stuff that you do and match it to how I talk, what I do, what I say with my players. And I think that's a real benefit, I think, to the player also. I mean, I think when the player has two people that are trying to get the same thing done and they speak the same language and they're on the same page, it's a huge value.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, you know, my whole big thing is, you know, when I'm able to work with different instructors, like when I'm working with Justin Thomas, like, you know, Michael called me and he'll tell me the same thing. This is what I'm seeing happening, or I don't think he's not getting into his right side as much as we need him to. And then so we go straight to the gym and we address those things. And we look at from a program standpoint, what do we need to do more of? What we need to do less of? If it's a mobility thing, if it's a strength thing, or if it's a stability thing, like, cause you know, that's all going to correlate to more power, more speed, more balance. So, when I talk to Justin's dad, like, he might tell me some of the things that you need. So the whole thing about my job is I can communicate with Justin's dad, with you, even like with Claude, when Claude has his players, when I'm working with Claude's players, like, it's all, you know, from a physical standpoint, it's the same language, right?
Right.
If you need a player to be able to have more internal hip mobility on his lead hip, then I know exactly how to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the way the game is going, you're out there all the time. I don't think that there's not going to be a lot of folks that don't have the physical component and that don't have, I think to be really successful, you've got to have those people be able to be on the same page and communicate. And I think a lot of that communication is away from the player. The player doesn't need to hear all that stuff. I mean,
Absolutely. Like, I always tell the player, like, all I want the player to worry about is golf. Like, yeah, I don't want him to worry about his body. Like, I tell him all the time, like, your player that I work with, Lucas and those guys, like, I tell him, look, Tony's going to take care of your swing and I'm going to take care of your body. You just go aim your gun and play golf and everything's going to take care of itself. I mean, the least amount, like, that's why you and I, when we talk, like, we talk on our own, you know, and if we need to have them brought in and talk to them about it. But you and I, you know, just like with my other instructors and their players, like with Taylor Gooch and his instructor, like, me and him talk on the phone. We figure out what Taylor needs to do, what he's working on, and then I incorporate that in his program. So Taylor's just working out. Like a lot of those guys, you know, as well as I do, like, especially from a player standpoint, we don't want them thinking about all this.
No.
Like, we just want them to be able to just go out there and get warmed up and ready to play golf. And then if their body can do it, then there shouldn't be anything that they should have any trouble with.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. If you're looking to see more of a visual side of this podcast, videos of me working with players, there's tips, strategies, all that good stuff that you'd like for an inside the ropes, behind the scenes look at life on the PGA Tour or teaching and developing some of the best players around the country, head over to golfsciencelab.com/Tony and check out the content there. There's tons of good stuff out there. There's more good stuff coming, but hopefully you enjoy it. What's interesting to me is to take a guy like that we both work with, Tom Lovelady, super talented, right? Uber talented. And yep. What's amazing, and already hits it a mile. It is very easy for me to be able to see when we work, like, how much he's been home and in the gym with you. Because of, and it's things that people wouldn't think, like, it's not speed. It's like where his arm goes at the top of his backswing, his right arm. Correct. When he hasn't been doing as much of it, because they get on the road, they get traveling. I mean, we all know that it's human nature. It's just hard sometimes to stay on it. But you see that I'll see that all of a sudden his right arm doesn't rotate as good externally, which is a big word for me to use, but and his club gets a little across the top and it's not as connected, right? But like, I can instantly tell. That's what's so funny about having worked with you now. It's like I can instantly tell how much a guy's been working and doing this program. Like, I know what you've got him doing by watching the first couple swings.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, that's, and you know, and it's funny because like he'll, and then the player too will come back after he's with you, you know, because like, perfect example, somebody like Tom, he's such. Like, Tom's probably he's an unbelievable athlete. I don't think he even realizes how good of an athlete he is because he's so strong naturally. Like, the stuff that we do in the gym, like, he picks it up so fast.
Correct.
But Tom's like one of those athletes to where, you know, if he gets in the gym, like, he can bulk up pretty quick like a linebacker.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So we've got to really focus on Tom from a mobility standpoint. So, you know, when they're talking to you and even talking to Tom, like, he'll see you. And when he comes back, me and you talked on the phone and before I even start talking to him, he's like, hey, I think we need to work. I got to make sure I can get my arm, blah, 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 and all this stuff. But you and I have already talked about it, right? So that's what's so cool, because now the player understands, like, what you're trying to get them to do. And that's when it's awesome, because they come in and they're completely bought into the process. They immerse themselves in the whole thing, and then the results speak for themselves. But Tom's such an he's an amazing athlete, man. It's crazy some of the stuff that he can just lift in the gym. It's nuts.
Yeah, crazy. And you know, like, I can tell. So like you mentioned that with Tom, you know, it's mobility is a big deal, you know.
Correct.
And like,
yeah.
I can.
Tom's thoracic spine. His thoracic spine is what we focus on a lot. His thoracic spine and his shoulder girdle, like internal, external rotation in his shoulder, to try to get him to where he can like bring that arm across his midline to be able, he can get in that good position for you.
And, you know, so, and then his other, you know, we try to keep him more connected going back. We have where we like the club to be going back. And then, you know, his tendency then is to kind of, if he isn't playing his best, is to slide and not turn. And so I know, I can always tell, I watch the videos you put up, like when he's been doing the things that help him not do that, he turns through the ball better. If you don't mind, talk a little bit about the things that you do, like with Tom, that, you know, that help him so that he can rotate rather than kind of lean or slide into it.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing with Tom is, like, we want to make sure with all of our athletes and the guys that we work with, I mean, it all starts with activation. Like, we got to make sure we activate those athletes from the ground up. So for Tom, you know, we first start off just with glute activation. So I might have him on one leg doing a specific drill that's going to activate those glutes. I might have a band where I'm trying to pull him, his knee from the outside in, to where I'm making focus on having to stabilize that knee. Because if we can control the knee, then I know the glute's firing, right? So if I can get that activated first, and then we move into his mid-thoracic and core, where I'm doing maybe like some cat-cow stretches, get him on the wall and have him doing some T-spine rotation mobility stuff where I got him activating there too. So my main goal is from Tom, if I can activate him from the ground up and go through each one of those things and go from the ground into the glutes, into his core, mid-thoracic, and up into his shoulders, then Tom becomes like an elite golfer, an elite athlete, because he's got so much mobility now. He can transfer all that strength that he has naturally and be functional into the golf swing.
Let's talk for a few minutes about Lucas Glover, another one we work, which to me has been so fun to watch his, you know, because the other guys we've worked with together have been young guys, and, you know, and that has its own challenges, right? I mean, and we've, yep, you know, had some great success with it. But, you know, Lucas is a different animal, had a lot of success, you know, early, won a U.S. Open. I mean, unbelievable player, one of the greatest guys in the world. You know, last couple years we've worked together. He started really coming back, and then, you know, lives down by you, started working out with you, got y'all together. I mean, it is impressive, one, how great he's playing now and to see the pep in his step, but two, to see how he's embraced the workouts and the speed and the stuff that you've helped him do. It's phenomenal. I mean, all I've ever tried to get him to do was to turn deeper into his right hip so that he could get behind it, because he wants to hit a draw, and then to learn to separate his lower body from his upper body coming out of the top so that he could start the ball right and draw it. And I mean, hell, Colby, he can do it, and he can do it really good right now.
Yeah, I mean, Lucas, I mean, it's so awesome. Like, I enjoy working with Lucas so much, and I told you guys, I was so excited when he made the phone call at the beginning of this year to start doing some work. So you take someone like Lucas too, right? He's older. So he thinks, you know, maybe like, I can't do in this. I can't do, I'm not as strong as I used to be. So like I told him, like, the first thing we were going to do was break him down from the inside out. So we looked at from his mobility, and he had some restriction in his mobility. He had some, but what Lucas really had, we just needed to get Lucas stronger. So from a functional standpoint, like, that's exactly what I attacked first.
Which, you know, though, Colby, people wouldn't have thought that, because if you watched him walk around, he's got big hands, right?
Yep.
And he's a really athletic-looking guy. I mean, you could tell he's a good athlete.
Yep.
Like, I don't think most people would have looked at him. That's where, I mean, like, I wouldn't have, and thought, yeah, he needs to get stronger. But that's where what you do is, you know, is different and such a big help.
Yeah, I mean, because it was like what you and I always talk about. Like, there's a difference between, you know, just regular just strength in general, and then functional strength also. So for Lucas, like, when we started, like, it was about loading into his right side more. So we had to get the right glute to fire better. We had to be able to get him to be able to understand the difference between the load and transferring weight and things like that, just from a functional standpoint. So for Lucas, when I started putting Lucas on one leg and doing all these bilateral exercises and all these different things, like, it rocked his world. Like, he couldn't believe how difficult some of the things were that I was asking him to do. And what I tell all my guys in the very beginning, I'm like, look, this is going to be hard. Like, it's going to be crazy, and you're going to feel like, it was funny. He said he felt like a baby deer when we were in the gym the first day, because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to attack him so much from a physical standpoint, but I'm also attacking his brain. And you and I always talk about that. When I'm talking about proprioception, and I want to be able to create these athletes that are so in tune with their body that they understand how their body's supposed to move. So from a proprioception standpoint, I'm going to challenge Lucas's balance constantly. I always got him on one leg or a split stance or on a BOSU ball, and all of a sudden everybody says, well, you don't hit a golf ball on a BOSU ball. But remember, if I can get you to stabilize and create power on an unstable surface, the ground's going to be a lot easier to do, right? Because the ground doesn't move. So what we want to be able to do is create him to where he can, there's not going to be a lie that Lucas can't generate the same amount of power off of out there. And then once his body starts adapting, and the beauty of the whole thing, what's so fun to watch, is it happens fairly quickly, because we want to move correctly.
Right.
Like, we just get in our own way. Like, we get in our own way from a postural standpoint and just what we do day in and day out. And that's what people don't understand. One of the most debilitating sports there is golf, because it's so demanding and it's so hard, like on the spine and the lumbar and, you know, and the hips and the, you know, all these different things, like the ankles and the wrists and the, you know, you're doing so much stuff, and it's so dynamic that you, when you're out there and you're trying to do it and your body doesn't move correctly, it's a lot harder game to play. But if you go out there and you have an instructor like yourself, and you take someone like Lucas at his caliber, and now it's a game changer, because now he's playing golf with more muscle and his body's functioning better. Like I tell him all the time, you're out there playing golf now literally on one leg and one hand behind your back. Well, if I can give you that leg back, you're a different person. If I can give you your leg back and your arm back, now you're a completely different animal. Now, like, and now you can go out there and you can compete week in and week out. And that's what I've always told him. Like, man, if you do this, you better compete with anybody on this planet because the talent's already there, right?
Yeah,
we just
kind of
get your body better to move and function correct.
As we kind of move towards wrapping this up, I want your opinion on you. So, one thing I enjoy going into your gym and watching how many of the best players in the world work out there and go there. What is it that separates the best players in the world from the ones that haven't got there? What do you think? I mean, from watching them come in the gym every day, I mean, what to you, what is the difference?
Well, I mean, I think what people don't understand from the best players in the world, because like I said, I've seen them. I mean, you know, we've had the last three number one players in the world that come out of our facility. Like, I don't think people realize the work that's put in behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I don't think they realize how much they work with guys, their instructors like yourself, and how much time they put in the gym. I mean, there's plenty of mornings where these guys have won golf tournaments, done all the media, signed all the memorabilia, flew back home, and it's 9 a.m. in the morning, and they're in the gym, and we're working. You know what I mean? Like, there's no days off. If you're trying to be the best in the world, because remember, all the guys that are chasing you, they're all putting the time in as well. So, like, it's nothing that you can just kind of, like, rest on your laurels, they say. But I mean, what I see a lot more than anything with the best players is they stick to their plan. And they don't deviate from it. You know, like, you know, whatever you got your guy working on, like, they're not deviating from it. They're the best players in the world immerse themselves in the process. They're completely bought in. They trust their team. And they go and they apply the work. And then the results happen. I mean, in my opinion, that's the best. They're not changing stuff. They're not panicking. They're not doing this and not doing that. Like, they stay in the course and they know that what we're doing in the gym today is going to make you better, not just tomorrow, but weeks down the road.
And don't you think that's like the best players that I've been around and the players that have had the most, like when they're in their most successful periods, they're, like you said, they're totally immersed in their plan and that's all they see, all they do. And they don't get sidetracked by like a bad week. Like they understand like, hell, I mean, 1 week I'm going to miss a cut, you know, then it's just on to the next instead of the ones that aren't as successful. I mean, they're great players and stuff, but like they seem to react to every week and to every shot instead of just being committed to what they're doing.
No. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have a player, I mean, you have a player like Justin Thomas who won 9 times and like, you have a bad week and he's not walking in the gym saying, I think I need to do this more. Or I think I need to do that more because I don't think this would work this week or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there's none of that. Like, he comes in and we're working on what we're working on. Like, he's not, you know, he trusts, like, that's what I mean by being immersed in the process. Like, he trusts the process. He trusts the plan. And he applies it to every aspect of his game and his life. What his dad's working with, what him and his physio's working on, what he and I are working on, like, and what him and Jimmy, his caddy's working on, like, those guys, like the Brooks Koepkas and the Dustin Johnsons and the Justin Thomases of the world, like, I'm sure Justin Rose is the same way, because I know personally the guy that Justin Rose works with in the gym, like, it's the same thing.
Same deal. Guys,
they're the best in the world for a reason.
No doubt about it. Colby, this was awesome. And one, I appreciate everything you do for me and not just for my tour players, but you know, one of my passions and one of the things that I have the most fun is with our junior golfers. I know we're bringing them down there. We got a pretty cool deal in July and we're going to bring them down to the stable, which is going to be pretty cool. But I appreciate your support with those because obviously you're super busy with the best players in the world, but taking the time to help train our juniors is something.
Well, look, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, I mean, the reason why I started this whole venture in my career was to be able to make people better. And I love working with your kids and your students. And I mean, it's part of growing the game. If we're going to make it the game that we want it to be, it starts with the kids that's coming up. So if I can, you know, I enjoy being a part of your system and what you do for those kids. And it's pretty cool. I mean, we have so much fun when we have them because, you know, going on the range with them and finding out those things and have them do little movements out there that immediately corrects their path and swing and they feel the ground better. I mean, it's pretty awesome to see it happen.
It's awesome stuff. Colby, thanks again. I know we're going to sit down plenty of times out there through the course of the year this year. Appreciate you sitting with me as always, and I look forward to working with you with more folks down the road too.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and I'll see you on the road soon.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Tour Coach with Tony Ruggiero. If you enjoyed this, make sure to hit subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you are listening to this podcast. You can stay up to date because we have weekly episodes coming your way with fascinating people in the world of golf instruction at the highest level. Make sure to subscribe and stay tuned. If you want to learn more about Tony, head over to dosweepersgolf.com. to get all the details on what he's up to. Maybe you want to see him, grab a lesson, or go to one of his camps, pick up his book, Lessons from the Legends. You can do that there. If you want to see Tony in action with some videos and other content, head over to golfsciencelab.com/Tony to get more info there. This episode was powered by the Golf Science Lab and was edited, mixed, and produced by Just Hit Publish Productions.
There's one thing, if you know about me, if you've listened to the Dew Sweepers, you've come to listen to me talk, is you know I'm big on loyalty. We give 100% here at the Dew Sweepers. We put a lot of emotional investment into everything we do with every one of our players. And the same can be said for our partners and the folks that have been with us for the long haul and helped the Dew Sweepers, help our juniors, help us get to our tour players. And so I want to give a special thanks to our sponsors. Our sponsors are, first and foremost, Buick, and our local Buick dealers here around the Southeast, Schrixon Cleveland Golf, who've been with me for over a dozen years, and their belief and support of what we do here with the Dew Sweepers. And lastly, the folks at Vineyard Vines. The folks at Vineyard Vines love what we do with junior golf. They support us on the road. There isn't a better family or group of people that are going to help us look our best, play our best, and have more fun than the folks at Vineyard Vines. So special thanks to our sponsors. Please support those as you get the opportunity. And for more information about any of those, check us out at dewsweepersgolf.com, or you can always check me out on Instagram at thedewsweeper.